Let's take a closer look now at one district in Houston. It's called the East End, and it's home to two of the city's oldest Hispanic neighborhoods and a variety of family-owned businesses. Among them is a well-loved bakery called El Bolillo. It serves traditional Mexican breads and sweets, including pan dulce and tres leches cakes. This past weekend, when Hurricane Harvey struck, three members of the bakery's staff were trapped in the store for 2 days with 4,000 pounds of flour. So as the rain poured down outside, the trapped bakers got to work inside. Jorge Agundas, the kitchen manager, says once the rain started, it didn't take long for the water to rise outside.
Like in 10 or 15 minutes, really quick.
And by the time his night shift was over, roads were impassable. There was no way he could get home to his wife and three children. The freeway to his family's trailer park outside Houston was underwater. That's all Jorge says he could think about.
I'm thinking my family, because they are in the house, and me in a bakery. I'm worried for my family. Because my sons call me, "Hey, Daddy, where you at?"
So with time on their hands and worry in their hearts, Jorge and his colleagues just started baking, and they didn't stop.
And we make a bread make a donation for the all Houston, the all city. We put them in cases, and the police came in to pick it up.
City officials collected more than 1,000 items from the bakers. Meanwhile, bakery owner Kirk Michaelis had been trying to reach his employees.
Yeah, I was not able to get to them for 2 days. I tried. I got stopped about halfway here on Sunday, and they turned me around. But Monday was able to make it here, and when I got here, they had all the bread boxed up. And we made a few phone calls, and the vehicles that were able to get here, a lot of police cars came, but those big Suburbans, and we just loaded them up and sent it out around the city, whoever would come get it.
Were you surprised to arrive Monday morning and see how much they'd accomplished during the storm?
I was amazed. All the racks were full with bread just stacked to the ceiling, and they didn't have to say anything. We just kind of looked at each other and smiled, and we knew that we had to do something with it.
You have several branches of El Bolillo. It sounds like all of them are back up and running. Were you surprised at how dedicated your employees were?
It really just blew me away. And what Jorge said was, well, I couldn't think about my family because it was killing me. He had some small children, and they were in a trailer up around 249 area, and he was afraid it was going to float away. And he was really worried about it. So he just immersed himself into baking.
How did his family make out?
The water got about 6 inches from coming in, but it didn't, and the trailer held, and they did really well. And he hasn't been able to see him yet, hadn't been able to go home. It's really flooded around that area. We're going to try to get him home today.
That's amazing. So how many days has he been at the bakery?
He was here for 2 days with the guys, and he spent 2 days at my home. I brought all the bakers and the people that couldn't get home to my house. And I think it's been 4 days. Cuatro días, he said, yeah, it's been 4 days since he's seen his family. So I know it'll be excited. I have a friend on that side of town that has an airboat. And if we can't get him there by car, we'll get the airboat in and get his family. And they're more than welcome to come and stay with me, too.
Jorge Agundas is the kitchen manager, and Kirk Michaelis is the owner at Houston's El Bolillo Bakery. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a blessed day. Really appreciate all y'all putting this out and helping the people of Houston very much.